The largest ever DNA computer has been built recently. The overwhelming majority of computing today is done with transistors and computer chips. But there are a few other tacks which are being tried. One is using DNA. It can famously encode information. It stores information about how to build a person or an animal. And it's a chemical, so in reactions it can do operations on this data. In the long run, they've been proposed as a way of solving some problems which are very slow to do with a normal computer. Because although a DNA computer probably does calculations very slowly, DNA molecules are exceedingly small, so it could do a huge number of these calculations all at the same time. But we haven't quite reached that point yet. Eric Winfrey and Lulu Kwan have built a system of DNA molecules that interact with one another in lots of different reactions. DNA is a double helix, two spiral molecules relatively weakly bonded to one another. Two DNA molecules can only connect to one another if they have corresponding codes. And if only half of one molecule corresponds with half of another molecule, they can zip together, but leaving the other two ends free, which can then go on to react with something else. By encoding inputs as a presence or absence of a molecule, a pair of these reactions can give outputs of other molecules and behave like any conventional logic gate. Computers are made of logic gates, so with enough reactions you can build a computer. So far they've built a system of 130 DNA molecules which can do a calculation. They've managed to find the closest integer to the square root of any number up to 15, and the reaction takes about 10 hours.
So hang on a minute, just to clarify this a bit. So how do you type a calculation in? You just drop in some molecules which are the right ones to tell your DNA computer this is the calculation I want you to do.
Yeah, they sort of basically encode the number in it's a 4-bit number, so they encode it with four different molecules, and then either the presence or absence of each of these molecules in the reaction will then set off a load of other reactions and end up with four molecules which they actually make glow, so they can then see which of the four or eight molecules coming out are glowing or not glowing, and they can work out what the answer was.
Does this scale? Because you've said you can do square roots of numbers up to 15, so if you wanted to go beyond that, how many more molecules are you going to need?
I mean, they certainly can scale, and they could get it a lot more complicated than this. They've essentially built the infrastructure so they can do more complicated calculations. But it doesn't look like it's going to be competing with a normal computer anytime soon. But it could still be very useful, because there are some times when you might want to do logic on a very small scale, on a chemical scale. So if, for example, you wanted to do a test and only produce a result if, say, three different bits of DNA were available, then it could do a little bit of logic and then give a result. Or if you wanted to only release one reactant when the first two or three stages of the reaction have gone past, you can then sort of code that into the DNA computer, then it will chuck out some more reactant and the reaction can carry on. And they're also suggesting that life is a kind of a complicated system of interacting reactions, so you may even be able to learn something quite fundamental about life by studying these kind of systems.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. Boggles the mind.